This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. 25 highly respected educators from the U.S. and Canada have been selected as this year's Lindblad Expeditions and National Geographic Education Grosvenor Teacher Fellows. They'll be going on an expedition aboard the ship National Geographic Explorer on what most would say is a trip of a lifetime. Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden lead education program developer Sarah Navarro is among that select group of 25, and she's preparing for an expedition to the Canadian Maritimes. She and Nina Page, National Geographic Society Education Project Manager, join me this afternoon to talk about the program. Sarah, Nina, thanks both of you for being here this afternoon.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
And yeah, thank you. Great to be here.
You can join the discussion at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Sarah, this is so great that you were picked as a Grosvenor Teacher Fellow and that you're getting to go on this incredible expedition. Tell me about how all this came about.
Well, I learned about the program because one of my coworkers had met someone who was a past fellow and was told about the program. And thanks to Shasta, I was informed about it and was able to fill out the application, learn more about it, and apply online in December. And then a few months later, I got an amazing phone call and found out that I was selected. And it's still sinking in. It's just unbelievable.
And it had to have been an amazing phone call. What's your reaction? And in fact, that reaction is still kind of going on, isn't it?
Yeah,
I can
is.
Tell by the way we've been talking and the way you look about it. So,
I was called by a past fellow and informed. And at first, I don't think I even had any words, because I was so in shock and so excited. And then I think I cried a little bit. And he said, I know exactly how you feel. I felt the same way last year when I found out. And then he gave me details and I wrote them down. And he said, do you have any other questions? I said, I don't know. I don't know yet. I'm sure I will.
Is it still kind of sinking in, this whole thing? Does it seem real yet to you?
No, it doesn't. I think once I get to D.C. for the orientation and training at the end of this month, and I meet the other fellows, and I think it'll start to sink in a little bit as we talk a little bit more about our adventures and planning for it and meeting all of the amazing people at National Geographic. I think then it'll start being real, but I'm still pinching myself.
Does it really feel like this is the adventure of a lifetime that's coming up?
Oh, absolutely. It is. It's so exciting because not only am I able to have this adventure, but I'm able to bring what I learn back and share it with the amazing educators in my department and also share it with the community through my programming.
Nina, how long has the Grosvenor program been going, and why did National Geographic start it?
Great. So it's about, I think this is the eighth year of the program this year. So the program started really small with about two educators and then has grown since. Just a little history on the program. So it's named after Gilbert Grosvenor, the chairman emeritus of National Geographic and the Education Foundation Board. And the story goes that on Gil Grosvenor's 75th birthday, Sven Lindblad, who's a good friend of his and the president and founder of Lindblad Expeditions, gifted space for teachers aboard the National Geographic Explorer in perpetuity. So since then, we've kind of grown this professional development program and had a wonderful bunch of educators on board every year. And Sarah, we're so glad that Sarah is part of the 25 this year.
Nina, the National Geographic Explorer, is that like a research type of vessel, an expedition type of ship?
Yeah, I think it is. I don't actually know a whole lot about the ship itself, but it is a research-based vessel. It's really an incredible ship. It's not like the massive tour ships. It has about 148 guests on board. So, there are scientists and naturalists on board, and geophotographers. So, it is a scientific vessel.
How does someone apply for this, Nina, and who's eligible to become a fellow?
So the program is open to all kind of K-12 educators throughout the United States and Canada, and that, of course, includes the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico. And really the qualifications are to be a K-12 teacher in any kind of learning environment. Sarah is in the informal setting, and we have both formal and informal. The applications go out, the call for applications go out in December. Fellows are selected in January and then called in February. The real kind of impetus on this program is that the teachers who apply have this great kind of understanding of geographic education and what that means. And we have a real sense when they fill out this kind of application that they'll be able to go on this expedition and come back and kind of relay those larger concepts of geographic literacy back into their networks, their classrooms, their learning environments.
So one of the goals is for these educators to come back and pass along the experiences they've had and the things that they've learned, pass that along to their students.
Absolutely.
Now, Sarah, this expedition is going to the Canadian Maritimes.
Mm-hmm.
And where exactly is that? What makes up the Canadian Maritimes?
Yes, the Canadian Maritimes are, they're on the eastern edge of Canada, and it is Newfoundland and Nova Scotia area. So we're going to be going around Newfoundland and then also visiting a couple of points in Nova Scotia.
And what are the dates of the expedition?
September 11th through the 18th of this year.
Now, what did you put in your application that you think convinced them? And if Nita wants to chime in, maybe she can on this. But what was it that convinced them to name you as a fellow? What do you think?
Well, I think for me personally, I'll have to defer to Nina maybe on this. But for me personally, I'm hoping that it was my ability to reach a wide demographic of learners. Because I'm not a formal educator in a classroom, I'm able to reach many different ages, socioeconomic backgrounds, and I'm able to reach intergenerational learners. And not only that, but I am able to create curriculum that can tie in the geographical literacy, which I know is a big important thing for National Geographic, tie in geographic literacy by having them see and experience the animals from an area and also learn about how the people and the landscape and the habitat of those regions ties in to create a place where these animals can call home. And then as the kids get older, we can also tie in the conservation issues that absolutely hinge on and are impacted by the culture, the politics, the region itself. And those, by tying all of those things together and being able to tie in what I learned from this expedition and the information I learned and also my experience there, tie it into the things that we do at the zoo and the learners that we have at the zoo, by doing that, I can reach a broad audience and also share National Geographic's message and tie it in with the zoo's message as well.
Now, what specifically will you be doing on this trip? Are there any studies that you intend to do, or are there any experiments or observations that you're going to be doing in particular?
Well, I think that a lot of that information will hopefully be shared with me in the end of this month. But I do know that the fellows are asked to help engage any of the young travelers on the boat as well with our experience with youth education, try to tie them into the experience and create a fun learning environment for any of the kids that are there as well. And so I think that most of my job there is going to be absorbing and learning and helping in any way that I can. And I know that there might be an opportunity for me to do a summary of the day on one of the nights of the ship, of our voyage, do a summary of our day for the guests and just to interact with the people there, the specialists, the scientists, and the people who come along on our journey.
Have you had any experience at sea? Have you been on this type of a ship before? Or do you have any concerns about getting your sea legs?
I have been on a cruise with my family, but not something like this. This is a much smaller ship, and it is built more, as Nina said, as a research vessel. So a lot of what we're going to be doing is more mapped out. It's more intimate in terms of our contact with the people on board and the naturalists, and it is really about embracing the place we're going to and the culture and seeing the place for what it is, and a lot less about the fanfare that might go along with other touristy cruise ships.
And Nina, what kinds of things do they do on these expeditions? What do you do on one of these trips?
Well, you know, all the expeditions are a little bit different. So we actually have 5 different locations that the Grosvenor Teacher Fellows are going out on this year. Canadian Maritimes is just one, but we also have Arctic Svalbard, the High Arctic, Iceland, and Antarctica as well. So each trip is a little bit different, but kind of on each opportunity, they both get the kind of scientific and the cultural aspects, or the human and physical geographic perspectives of this area. So, you know, on many of them, they get off, they always get off the ship and either go on hikes or get to kayak around in the inlets. They sometimes meet some of the native peoples. Our trip to the High Arctic, you definitely meet native peoples in Greenland. Cruise around on the Zodiac boats in some of the different locations. You always see wildlife. So if you're in the High Arctic, you see polar bears. You're going to see penguins if you're in Antarctica. So it's each trip is different, and that's kind of the Lindblad way, is that you never know what's going to happen. It's a wonderful experience.
It really does sound like an adventure, really.
Yeah, definitely.
And this is led by a team of National Geographic experts, is that right?
Well, the ship is Lindblad Expeditions' ship, so it's really their program. Lindblad Expeditions runs everything. National Geographic plays a big part in it, and that there's a relationship between the two companies, for sure.
And Nina, will the fellows have the opportunity to share their experiences, say, real time via Skype or social media? Will many of them use this trip itself as a teaching experience with a class that's back home while they're still on board? Is that kind of a common thing to do?
You know, unfortunately, because of the remote locations of these places, internet connectivity is really pretty sparse. So, you know, the Canadian Maritimes is probably a trip that has the highest availability for internet, but in places like the High Arctic or Svalbard or Antarctica, it's really it's not something that the teachers can kind of beam back, you know, tweet out. And you know, as much as we would love them to do that, we really want them to be there and in the moment, and not having to, you know, worry about blogging and sending stuff back to their classroom. We want them to do that afterwards and kind of have some time to internalize everything and then kind of share it. But the real time is tricky. It's tricky.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join our conversation. You can also email us, talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And we got an email from Katie Hegzema, and Katie, sorry if I mispronounced your last name. Katie teaches science at Milford High School, and first off, she wanted to say congratulations to you, Sarah. And she also mentions that she's a Grosvenor Teacher Fellow, and she was able to explore the High Arctic in June 2012, so she was a couple years ago. Nina, have we had a lot of Grosvenor Teacher Fellows who came out of the Cincinnati area?
I think Katie might be one of the only ones. I think there might be a couple others, but the fellows that we get are really spread out across the country. A bunch of California. This year we have some from Vancouver and Hawaii. I think there might be one or a couple more from the Cincinnati area. Yeah, but Katie is definitely one of them. She went in 2012.
Now, does National Geographic compile the stories and experiences of the fellows as a research database, or do they publish the stories and the photos in the magazine later? How does that work, Nina?
The connection to the magazine is not quite there, but, you know, we do stay in touch with the fellows. We ask them to kind of use their, you know, everyone likes to gather the data and the materials that they have gotten from the expedition differently. So whether that's via blogging, or if they've kind of poured some of the hard data that they've captured into worksheets and activities that are direct into the classroom. So everyone has kind of does it differently. We do kind of have an internal system for, you know, everyone sharing things, but that's something that we're working on in the future, kind of being able to have the fellows both share this among each other, because they're obviously not all on the same expeditions, but also sharing it with kind of the larger teacher and educator audience that we have. So,
Sarah, but what kind of experiences, what kinds of things are you hoping to get from this trip?
Well, I am hoping to not only experience the wildlife in the regions, which of course is something that I'm passionate about, but also understand a little bit more about how the area and the people tie in together, and how there's so much cultural diversity in one area, how that came about, and how that still exists today. How it seems like a place that has not been touched by as much of the change that we see in the rest of Canada. And I just really, I'm looking forward to experiencing that, and being really immersed in that culture. And then just seeing a place that is so nearby, but is not a place that I've been before. And, you know, when you think about Canada, you think, oh, I know Canada, but this is a Canada that I don't know. This is an area that I am just really excited to experience the culture of, and again, understand how they remain as they are for so long, when everybody else seems to be more homogenized. They're so different.
Do you think when you get back from this trip, you're going to incorporate your experiences into your role at the zoo?
Oh, absolutely. I've been already looking at different tie-ins that might be able to occur, and how I can link this with programming. We're starting a new program area zoo troop this year, and a lot of it is about creating good critical thinking in kids and a better global understanding and making them good citizens of the world. And I think that this is a really great way to tie in what I've learned to what we're doing at the zoo, and to spread this information around to not only my coworkers, but the kids that are coming to my programs.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join the conversation. You can also email talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Katie from Deer Park is joining us. Hi, Katie. And this must be the Katie who teaches at Milford High School.
That's correct. Yeah.
That's correct. Did I say your last name right, Katie? I said Hoxima, I believe is what I said.
Yeah, Hoxima.
Hoxima. Okay, so I absolutely got it wrong on my first attempt. So what did you want to say, or what did you want to ask, Katie?
Well, I was just going to say, Sarah, I'm also a Grosvenor Teacher Fellow. I traveled to the Arctic 2 years ago, and it was, like you said, and explaining here, it is by far the most incredible experience of your life. And you will make connections between so many things in education and with other educators and people in general that, I mean, still to this day, it comes up in my classroom almost on a daily basis, in my life almost on a daily basis. So the benefits for myself and, you know, the whole community have been incredible.
So this has had a great impact on your teaching then?
Yeah, absolutely.
And what did your students think when you went on that trip?
Well, I mean, it was crazy because, you know, I had found out with one class of students who kind of went through the process with me of, you know, I told them I was applying for this, and this was, I took my trip over the summer. And then when I came back, you know, those students had moved on, but many of them came back to ask questions. And then every year I get a new group of students that a few of them have heard about it, and they just, from day one, they want to know more and they want to know more. And then, you know, finally I get to have a moment, I take a day and just kind of tell everybody, you know, all the really cool things about it, and then infuse it into my curriculum whenever and wherever possible.
So I guess Katie and Sarah, you would both, Katie can speak a little more from the experience that she's had, but I would say you both would say that this is highly worth applying for. This is something that educators should really strive for.
For sure.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Katie. We appreciate you sharing the experience with us.
Thank you.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join the conversation. Also, talk@wvxu.org if you'd like to send us an email, or you can join us on Facebook or Twitter. And Nina, how many applications do you get? Is the competition for this pretty stiff?
It is pretty stiff. This past season, which is great, this past season we had about 1,300 applicants. And from there, we picked 25. So it is kind of stiff, but it is so worth applying.
do they apply by website, or is there a paper form that has to be sent in?
Nope, it's all electronic. So the website is natgeoed.org/GTF, and there's a link right there, and it's an online form that they fill out, and then the rest is history.
Sarah, we've mentioned, the Canadian Maritimes, that's one place that you go to, the Arctic. What are some of the other places where expeditions occur in this program?
Oh, is that to me?
Yes, Anita, I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. Lindblad Expeditions is a whole slew of expeditions to go on, but specifically this year, we have Arctic Svalbard, the High Arctic, Iceland, obviously the Canadian Maritimes, and then Antarctica.
And how do you select the places that the expeditions occur?
Well, we kind of coincide that with the schedule of Lindblad and who needs to be on board. The teacher fellows have a specific cabin on board, and so depending on how many staff the expedition needs, the teachers are kind of allocated accordingly. So, those were kind of the expeditions. So we actually are running, I believe, 9 expeditions to those 5 locations this year. So it's not just the 5. There are multiple voyages going out to those places. And the teachers, when they apply, they select, they give us kind of a date range of where they would like to go and then what dates fit with their schedule. And so we match them up accordingly.
And Sarah, I'd have to think that being an educator, that you're just looking at this as what a golden opportunity for me.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And I'm very honored to be included in such an amazing group of people. And I think it's really, really neat that informal educators can be included in this as well, because if you look at the past fellows, you see that there aren't a whole lot of us represented there. And I think it's just something that we don't really know about. And so getting to have that opportunity and then getting to come back and spread the word, and maybe by doing so, get other informal educators to be part of this. It's, yeah.
And is that my eyes are not what they used to be. Elsie from the zoo, is that?
Elise.
I suspected Pete didn't type that right. Elise from the zoo. She says the education department is very proud of you, Sarah. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks, Elise.
And I say congratulations as well. I wish you well on this journey and hope it's very, very good for you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Sarah. Also, Nina, thank you for being here this afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden lead education program developer Sarah Navarro. She's preparing for an expedition to the Canadian Maritimes. Also, Nina Page, National Geographic Society Education Project Manager.